Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 97 of Glow Girl, a usually weekly podcast where we usually talk about woo and wellness and making our way in this wild world. I'm Tracy White, as always, and this Mercury retrograde is kicking my ass, and I don't think I'm the only one, so if you too are suffering the effects of Mercury retrograde, I'm sorry. I'm here with you, and this sucks, doesn't it? Usually, I say with Mercury retrograde, it's not that big of a deal. We'll be okay. It's mostly just annoying little delays and little things. And I usually say, don't be scared, be prepared, right? And I say that and I say it and then I say it again. And I believe it most of the time. And I think maybe some of you believe it too, because I say it so much, but I think I might change what I say about Mercury retrograde, or at least this one, because I think my theme for this particular Mercury retrograde is don't be annoyed, scream into the void, because this has been a nightmare. So to recap what's been going on here in my world, during the last Mercury retrograde back in February, my husband and I embarked upon the journey of buying a new house. And I always say, maybe don't make huge, giant choices and decisions during a Mercury retrograde, because it's probably bound to be full of all kinds of delays and annoyances and, you know, funny little things that'll probably resolve themselves. But usually those things that they don't usually resolve themselves until the next Mercury retrograde, which is exactly what happened to us. We started the process of buying this house. Everything felt like it was going quickly and moving great, and we were very lucky. In this housing market, if you are shopping for a house, you probably understand the houses are moving very quickly. And so for us to both look at, like, offer on, get accepted, and start the financing process on the very first house that we saw during this process was incredible. And then all of a sudden, everything started hitting roadblocks. And of course it did, because Mercury retrograde, right? So we started that process in February. It is now June. It is now almost 4 months later, and we just moved into the new house. Well, I should say are moving. I'm recording this podcast currently for the second time from my old house, where the internet is more reliable than it is in my new house. So, yay, I love planets. Okay, so we are currently in the process of moving from one house to the other, and there have been lots and lots and lots of roadblocks, hurdles, bumps in the road, all kinds of things have been happening while we get into this new house. We're into the new house now. We are officially sleeping there, but there are still things in many locations, and if you've ever moved, you probably know how that goes. So, now we have the process of trying to get this, the old house on the market to sell. And my husband wants to get it done right now. And I am just trying to push him off until this Mercury retrograde is over, because I don't want to go through everything with selling this house that we had to go through with buying the other one. So that's where I'm at. Manic planning around planets and trying to console my husband, who doesn't want to pay two mortgages at the same time for months in a row. I get it. It's frustrating. It's a lot right now. So yes, if you are hearing this podcast and you're wondering, why is it so late? What's going on? Did something happen? Many things happened. Wi-Fi problems, internet reliability issues, getting things connected and disconnected at the wrong properties. The day we started moving into our new house, a big truck pulled up from a cable company, and they started digging a trench in our yard to install what looks like it's going to be new faster fiber cable in our new neighborhood, which is wonderful, but I wish they wouldn't do it during Mercury retrograde because I feel like it's just going to be causing problems for a while. So, but you can't tell that to construction people because they'll just like probably do the sign of the cross at you and they won't come to your house anymore. So anyway, things are a little wild over here. I'm glad you're here with me. I hope your Mercury retrograde is going better than mine. This one's kicking my ass. When things are in Gemini for me, because I have a heavy bunch of Sagittarius in my birth chart, all of those Gemini things are on the opposite side of everything else that's going on in my chart. So they all the Gemini stuff, like Mercury Gemini, opposes everything that's going on for me. And it's a lot. And I'm feeling it. I don't love it. So this Mercury retrograde goes until June 22nd. So we're halfway there. Whoa, we're halfway there. I'm literally living on a prayer most days right now. So first of all, I can't believe it's June. I mean, it is like solidly into June at this point. The last 2 weeks of my life have been a complete blur. So again, if you are getting this podcast and it's super late, that's my fault. It's nobody else's fault. Although I could blame a planet or two. Real good times right now. I told you about the whole house situation. It is exhausting to move. It's exhausting to do all of these things. My mom has been in town helping me for 2 weeks, which is wonderful. I love to have her around and she's very helpful and organized. She's a Gemini, so she moves very quickly. And her mind moves very quickly. And it's heavy Gemini season right now. This is her time. This is where she shines. This is the best time of year for her. And she's used to doing a lot of work and organizing things. That's the kind of career that she has come from. And now she's retired. And it is a lot for me, who is always exhausted during this process, to keep up with everything that she has going on. So I'm tired in all the ways. So this episode is entitled Spiritual Fatigue, because not only am I tired physically and mentally and like astrologically, I am just spiritually exhausted. I'm struggling. I think I'm probably not the only one. I have seen and heard other people during the brief moments that I've been able to social media these days, talking about similar things. So if you are feeling like you're struggling spiritually, feeling like you are kind of stuck or just tired or just don't wanna, you're not alone. We're going to talk about that after the break. So stick around for more conversation on spiritual fatigue. I think you're going to understand and feel at least understood. So let's talk a little bit about this week's astrology. So we are still in Gemini season, Sun's in Gemini. We just came through a new moon eclipse in Gemini. Now that was on Thursday, June 10th, depending on when you're hearing this episode. That may be today, that may be tomorrow. Now this, first of all, a new moon in Gemini normally is a great time, especially for starting new things, new beginnings. It's a time when information gets revealed. It's a time when learning and education are kind of on the forefront of things. It's a really social time, and it's no big deal that we see when Gemini season, especially a new moon in Gemini, happens oftentimes right around graduations. And so it's that feeling of that new beginning. You know, it's the end of something, but it's the beginning of something new. It's, you know, it is focused on learning and education. It's also very social. We're having, you know, we're meeting with our community. We're learning about the people around us. We're gathering with close friends and family for, if you have a graduate, you know, graduation open houses and parties. You know, we're seeing a lot of those things around this time of year. So this new moon is coming up at this exact time when we're starting to see those things. Gemini is also a sign that kind of rules our neighbors and our close communities, which is really interesting to me as I'm moving into this new house and all of the new neighbors are coming out of the woodwork and coming to meet us, which is a beautiful thing. You know, we've lived in the same house for 10 years and we know the neighbors. I wouldn't call any of them friendly, really. And none of them have really just come over to say hi and meet us. And it's been kind of, it's just been kind of strange. We're nice people, but you know, whatever. What are you going to do? This new neighborhood is not like that. People come over, they say hi, they meet us, they, you know, want to know what's going on. That's very Gemini. It's, you know, friendly, social, community minded, a little nosy, a little gossipy, you know, but it's good to kind of have that information and, you know, to meet people. So far, so good in the new neighborhood for us. So Gemini season is, feels like a good time to move for that reason. Especially. So when we moved into our last house, it was during Scorpio season. Scorpio season is a little bit more scrutinizing, a little bit more suspicious. And so I do wonder, do we have that relationship or non-relationship with these neighbors because of the time of year we moved? I don't know. Astrology is weird. Energies are different. So we're looking at this Mercury in Gemini and new moon eclipse in Gemini energy. All kind of at once. Sun, Moon, Mercury, Gemini, very heavy energy around communication, very heavy energy around communities and neighbors and socialization. This new moon eclipse in Gemini happening during this Mercury retrograde in Gemini can sometimes show, it can sometimes reveal dramatic things. So sometimes there's information revealed that is very dramatic. We may learn something about someone in our community. We may learn something about someone in our, you know, maybe in our extended family, something like that. It may be something shocking. Eclipse energy can sometimes be dramatic and shocking. So this is part of the reason that I know we talked about this on the last episode, why I don't like to set intentions during eclipse season because it's manifesting mayhem sometimes. And I have enough chaos in my life. I don't need more. So I don't like to use these lunar energies during eclipse season to do anything like that. So if you are somebody who likes to set intentions or do any kind of like lunar work, and you too are somebody who feels like maybe eclipse season isn't what you, you know, isn't a time that you'd like to do this, just give it another couple of weeks. We'll be out of eclipse season at the time of the next full moon. So that'll be the full moon, I believe in, let's see here, should be a full moon in Capricorn coming up later in June. So at that time, eclipse season is kind of considered over for now, and we kind of move on. So things will be a little bit easier at that point. Things will be a little bit less intense, a little bit less dramatic, and I'm hoping that that is a great time to put a house on the market, an ending of things, a closure, if you will, during a full moon. So this Gemini new moon, one thing that it does have going for it is that this is a time of moving forward. Okay. We can use this energy to kind of see where we're being directed. Sometimes Gemini new moon themes and things like that can be on researching. So this can be researching new modes of transportation. I know a lot of people are looking into buying cars right now. You're probably seeing this vehicle shortage, and I believe that that whole situation is kind of kicking up right now. It's coming to a peak. So we are going to start seeing more information coming out about that, and hopefully we'll start seeing a little bit of relaxation in that soon. The astrology says lots of things, and I am not a predictive astrologer, but a lot of people out there are saying that this microchip shortage that is causing some of these vehicle shortages should be resolved later this year. And so hopefully we'll start to see production of more of these things. A lot of these technological things are kind of involved in a Mercury retrograde because Mercury rules technology. Gemini rules our transportation and our communities and our communications. And so a lot of those things have to do with these microchips. So Now, the other thing that we can see with with Gemini themes during this time, and especially with this new moon, is focus on our neighbors and our communities. A lot of people, myself included, but many people I know and many people I've seen online are moving or trying to buy a new house or looking at new neighborhoods in their town, or even considering a bigger move cross country to another country. So if that's something that you're considering, right now is a great time. This Mercury retrograde timeframe, great time to be researching all of these things. You know, researching the vehicle that you may want to get into, you know, after June 22nd, researching where do you really want to live? You know, if you are looking at moving, but are kind of waiting for this housing market to die down a little bit, now is a great time to take your car, Gemini thing, go driving through some neighborhoods, another Gemini thing, and maybe, you know, talk to some people who live in those neighborhoods, you know, another Gemini thing. See who you can engage with to find out if this is the kind of area that you want to live in, if these houses are the types of houses that you want to be in, you know, if a new apartment and a new location is going to be a good placement for you. You know, the social outreach aspect of this is wonderful. So Gemini new moon, Gemini new moon eclipse. This is a time for moving forward, a time for new beginnings. You know, just watch out for some of the dramatics that we may be seeing as a result of this over the next 2 weeks. So we talked about the Mercury retrograde at length. That is going until June 22nd. And then we do have the shadow period after that, where things start to get a little easier, a little bit at a time. So Mercury Gemini is, again, it's very talky. Talk, 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 gossip, 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 information coming out everywhere. It's also about fast-moving thoughts, a lot of anxious thoughts, a lot of spinning in circles and not knowing what to do because there's just so many thoughts happening all the time. This is basically a story about my husband right now that I'm telling you without telling you. This is sometimes daydreaming, like taking trips in our heads. But this is a time, Mercury and Gemini in general, that we can be very easily distracted. And with this Mercury retrograde, again, take that up about 10 notches. Extreme distraction possible during this time frame. Now, let's look at a new movement we have. Venus just moved into Cancer on June 2nd. Venus will be in Cancer until June 27th. And so when Venus is our planet of love and values and our righteous feminism, right? When Venus is in Cancer, it can be very nurturing, protective, and a little self-protective. Venus in Cancer can be cautious. Again, that protective sort of mothering vibe. And speaking of mothering, this time of the year, this movement of Venus in Cancer can be a fertile time. So this can sometimes be physical fertility for people. This can sometimes also be a fertility of mind, so ideas. So if you have been trying to brainstorm something and just haven't been getting anywhere with this spiraling Mercury and Gemini energy, this Venus and Cancer energy might help the creativity, might help something blossom for you. Now, Venus and Cancer can be a time of emotional ups and downs. This can be something where our love relationships can sometimes have a little bit of increased sensitivity. It can make us a little tender. It can make us a little defensive, maybe a little overly attached sometimes, but it can also kind of amp up that romantic feeling of love. You know, it can increase our dedication to people. It can increase our warmth and our devotion, which, you know, all wonderful things, right? Sometimes our care and our concern can get a little overwhelming, a little smothering. So we need to just keep an eye on that. If you're feeling that from other people, just know that, you know, they might be affectionate, they might be cuddly, you know, but they might also try to smother you with their love. And if you're not into that, use your words, big kid. Now, this can be a time where we feel our best when we feel safe and secure. And so whatever those things are that you need to feel safe, to feel secure, you know, ask for those things. Voice your opinions, voice your values, and make sure to use this Mercury and Gemini energy to express yourself, you know, express what it is that you need so that you get it, so that you are happy, safe, and secure. Cool? Cool. Now, depending on when you're hearing this, Mars may have moved into Leo on June 11th. And so Mars will be in Leo until July 29th. Now, Mars is our planet of fighting and fucking, to be short with it. Mars is our aggression and our assertion and how we get things done. Mars is our motivation. When Mars is in Leo, we can be proud. We can be self-confident. We can be prone to grandeur. Sometimes it can give us really big goals, which is a great thing, right? To have big goals. Sometimes those goals can be a little lofty. And so we need to make sure that we're tempering those with some realism too. When we have these big Leo goals, we can go after what we want in a direct way. We can feel very self-assured. But sometimes we can want to see very dramatic results immediately. It can make us a little impatient. This Mars in Leo. That can sometimes be hard to deal with. I'm experiencing this myself. I want to be moved into my new house now, and I want it to be set up and perfect and be able to live in it now. That isn't how reality works, but I have grand ideas about what I want and how I want it to look and what I want to do. Those are very hard to accomplish. So you don't move into a house, in the snap of a fingers, and you don't move out of a house in the snap of a fingers. And that's why this is difficult. My brain doesn't want to understand that. So we don't sometimes with Mars and Leo, sometimes we bypass a lot of details because we're worried on the bigger picture. So just remember that details can be important. Big pictures are great, but sometimes you need to take a step forward and look at some of the little things so things don't slip through the cracks. Mars in Leo wants us to take the least complicated path to get to our goals, which again is great, but sometimes it can be overwhelming to just say, this is my goal. My goal is to move into this new house and have it perfect. But that's very overwhelming for a goal. To sometimes reach those goals and have it feel a little bit more possible to accomplish, sometimes we need to take a step back and say, what are some smaller goals that I can set to be able to accomplish that larger goal? So don't bypass the details. The details will help you get to your grander goals. The very last thing here for Mars and Leo is that this can amp up that sex drive, and it might make you a little selfish in bed. And I don't think that's a bad thing, you know? So get out there, live, love, lust, do all the good things with this Mars and Leo. Just don't forget about the details, you know? All right. So I'm going to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills, tell you about a couple of our episode sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to talk about spiritual fatigue, which I know you guys are just dying to hear about. Do you really know what's in your multivitamin? It might be things like sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, and artificial colorants. But you won't find any of that in Ritual multivitamins. Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin is formulated with the high-quality nutrients in bioavailable forms your body can actually use, like methylated folate, which is something very important to me. I've been a loyal Ritual user for literal years now. I started researching a multivitamin that would support my health postpartum and that contained the ingredients I wanted without all of that stuff that just wasn't necessary. And I really loved the ritual of taking them every day. Plus, I love, love, love their fresh minty taste. I've continued taking them all this time. The best part is that you'll always know what nutrients you're taking and where they come from thanks to Ritual's one-of-a-kind visible supply chain. Getting your ritual started is also really easy. Your multivitamins are delivered to your door every month with free shipping always. You can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. Get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/GGP to start your ritual today. That's ritual.com/GGP for 10% off during your first 3 months. Do you have a ride or die, a BFF, somebody you can always count on in the good times and the not so great times? I do, and it makes every day an adventure. Just like my favorite friends help me have fun and stay motivated, Best Fiends helps keep my brain engaged, challenged, and ready for anything. Do you love puzzle games and fun? I mean, right? Me too. Who doesn't? I've been playing Best Fiends for a year now, and I'm constantly checking my phone for new updates. My favorite thing about Best Fiends is when I finish a long day of parenting and working and moving lately, I get into my bed, I crawl into my sheets, and instead of doom scrolling or ordering things on a website where I don't need to spend any more money, I spend time with these adorable characters. Like I said, I've been playing for a year now and I'm on level 600. Okay, you might think I'm obsessed, and maybe I am, but I just keep coming back to it because it's so engaging and fun. Best Fiends is constantly adding new content and levels, plus all the cute collectible characters and fun new events like Garden Glory that I am currently crushing. With Best Fiends, there's always new puzzles to solve and something new to explore. Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from manifesting the greatness you deserve? BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. You can connect with your very own professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. You don't have to leave the house. You don't have to put on real pants. It is that convenient. BetterHelp gets it. Life is busy. Now you can get help on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure phone or video sessions, plus chat and text with your own therapist. BetterHelp includes licensed professional counselors who are specialized in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBTQ matters, grief, self-esteem, and more. Anything you share with them is confidential, and if you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time for no additional charge. In fact, so many people, like me, have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. BetterHelp is available worldwide at your fingertips. BetterHelp offers four communication options: text, chat, phone, and video, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option with financial aid available. Glow Girl listeners get 10% off your first month, so why not get started today? Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health by going to betterhelp.com/glow, fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs, and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/glow for 10% off your first month. Okay, so I'm exhausted. And I bet you are too, even if you're not currently in real estate hell like I am. We push ourselves too hard. Okay, we don't nourish our bodies, our minds, or our spirits enough. That's a fact. We have anxiety. We have depression. We have hormonal roller coasters. We have Mercury fucking retrogrades. Our bodies get tired. Our minds get tired. Okay, I have fallen asleep with my phone in my hand and dropped it on my face more times than I can count this week alone. Sometimes it's too much and we just need a reset. We need to allow ourselves to rest. And I know that's something I've talked about here before. I think rest is vitally important. It's physical and mental health care. And rest is the self-care that we allow ourselves the least of. Rest is important. So remember that. Write that down. It's also really tempting, I think, to compare ourselves to others, to look at their progress with something, with their journey, whatever it is, and get discouraged about ourselves. We can sometimes perceive others moving through their trials at what seems like light speed, but that's only because we're not in them, right? We just don't know what they're going through. And to them, it might feel like a crawl, while to us, it feels like they're just winning, 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 right? We're only seeing one part of their path, and comparing what we're going through to that isn't fair to us or to them. So no matter if we're seeing a tiny portion of their health journey or their spiritual one, comparison is the thief of joy, and it's the thief of growth too, I think. Now, who else feels that fatigue seeping into their spirituality? Do you also feel uninspired and just like woo weary? Because I do. And it turns out, after Googling this several times, that it's normal. You know, I'm not just burned out on crystals or whatever. I am going through a thing that lots of people go through, and it's normal. Spiritual fatigue is a normal thing. And it's not just, you know, so-called new age spirituality. It's all forms of spirituality. It's spiritual fatigue is a term that you can find in all religions and all spiritual practices. People go through this. Our spirits are not meant to function in a straight line. It's a roller coaster. It's up and down. It's growth and it's movement. And, you know, it isn't a destination to be spiritual. It's a path and it never ends, I think. So that, I think, is something that's helpful to know and to remind ourselves of, because we can only set so many intentions and cleanse so many crystals and dance naked under so many moons before we start to feel that familiar, like, oh, do I have to feeling every time we see that there's like a new moon coming up. Sometimes, like when we exercise, and by we, I mean people that I've seen on TV, I guess, exercise. Again, this is probably a thing I should also be doing, perhaps someday. Or like in a yoga practice, right? Our bodies hit a plateau where we aren't really building any more muscle. We aren't really gaining any more flexibility. We aren't really seeing any more physical changes. And I think spirituality is like that, right? We can reach a plateau and just kind of idle there. Or sometimes we slide back down to where we were before, because downhill is a hell of a lot easier than forward into the unknown without seeing any results. I mean, I think that's true for most people in most situations, and spirituality is no exception. When we exercise and hit this point, we change what we're doing. At least that's what we're supposed to. We try a new type of movement to engage other muscles and build range of motion. Spirituality, you know, it might be similar. It might be time to engage another area of ourselves that we've been letting idle for a while. So for me, I am deep, way deep in astrological studies. Okay. Astrology is confusing. It's a lot of math. It's a language of its own. It takes years and years of practice and study and immersion to speak the language of astrology fluently. And I'm getting there, but I'm not there. You know, I can find my way around, but I'm not a native star speaker. So I need to study. And it's exhausting. Even though I love the results that I see, sometimes I do feel like I'm idling and it's exhausting and I don't want to keep going. And sometimes I need to give my whole self a rest from it. And so when I get to that point, what else can I do to engage my spirit, to continue to grow, you know? Or is it time that I let myself have a cheat week and just binge garbage media and don't even try? I mean, both of those things are valid, by the way, zero judgment here. I have cheat weeks more than I probably should, because sometimes the rest is just the reset that I need. So for me, like I said, I've been focused on career, which for me is astrology, and my house situation, which is exhausting too. I've let all of my home and kitchen witchery stuff, the stuff that really fulfills me, I've let that slide. You know, I've had to pack up all my crystals. I've had to, you know, other people have been touching my things and my boxes and my spiritual tools. You know, all of that stuff has kind of been moved around. I don't even know where most of my things are right now. I need to find them. I need to get back in touch with them. I need to connect more with that aspect and just calm down a little bit on these astrological studies. I need to find something else to kind of, you know, re-engage, to kind of refill my cup. That's really what I need. So for me, like I said, when I'm in this situation where I'm so deep in one thing that I can't see the light of day, I need to change what I'm doing. I need to change my approach. So I can nourish my spirit by infusing my new place with good energy. That's something that I would love to do. It makes me happy to think about doing it. I can cleanse the new house. I have, you know, some smoke cleansing bundles. I have some crystals that I have beautiful ideas in my head about where to place them. You know, I'm consulting with someone on feng shui about where to place things so that it brings good energy and flow through my house. These are things that make me feel good when I think about them. I don't feel dread. I don't feel fatigue when I think about doing these things. So for me, this is what I need to do. I need to take care of my plants. I've been growing some herbs for years and, you know, putting a lot of care and nourishment into them. And it's time to harvest some of them. It's time to move some of my plants to my new house. It's time to take care of those things that I find joy in and really enjoy those, you know, the benefits of all that work. So these are some of the things that can kind of renew my spirit a little bit. Another thing that I know that I can do to kind of renew my energy and just feel more connected spiritually is weirdly getting back into my kitchen and cooking. I don't know about at your house, but cooking is religion in my house. And we have been eating takeout for every single meal for more than 2 weeks. And I can't even count. I don't even know the last time I ate something that wasn't from a local restaurant. So as soon as I can find my pots and pans, I am getting in that kitchen and I am taking everyone to church. We are going to eat good, nourishing, spiritually healthy food, even if it's not physically healthy. But again, it's that idea of something that I love, something I enjoy, something that feeds me in many, many ways, including in that spiritual way. So what is it for you, right? What's exhausting you right now? Are you feeling this kind of spiritual fatigue? There are some astrological reasons for this too, but I am giving myself permission to not go into a whole technical dissertation on it today. So look at that. Look at that for spiritual growth. Now listen, if you are struggling with this, grounding exercises can help. Getting into nature can help. Sometimes physically grounding. Can you get your bare feet into some grass or dirt? Can you get your hands into some dirt? Sometimes that can really make a difference. It sounds crazy, but it works for some of us. Checking in with your support people is also something that's really important right now. You don't have to even let them know why you're checking in. Maybe you're feeling just spiritually depleted. Maybe you're feeling physically or mentally or, you know, emotionally depleted, but just checking in with these people, whether it's a friend and you need a laugh, or you want to, you know, have a manic back and forth TikTok texting chain, you know, for 2 straight hours. Sometimes you need that. You know, maybe it's a therapist, maybe it's a spiritual advisor, maybe it's a yogi, or maybe for you, I mean, this is just hypothetical, but maybe it's the cheese lady at the fancy grocery store on the corner who always just knows exactly what kind of dairy product will heal all of the woes in your life. Like, oddly specific, completely hypothetical situation. Maybe that's you, right? But a touch base like that can sometimes really help reset things. Also, so can touch, a hug, a kiss, a, you know, bone session. Massage can be a lifesaver. Reiki, energy healing, realignment like that, those kind of things can be really, really healing and helpful in kind of getting you to re-engage with the things that make you feel alive and the things that make you feel like you want to continue to grow. Sometimes a chiropractic adjustment, and that's not just coming from someone who's been schlepping boxes for 2 weeks talking, sometimes that can really help. You know, also quiet, which I don't think we have enough of. Stillness, calm, focus, meditation. I don't get enough of this. I'm never alone. This recording this podcast right now is the first time I've been alone in weeks, and it's glorious and also stressful because there's so many things I feel like I should be doing that it's really hard for me to be still. Okay. But forcing yourself to be still and just to be quiet with yourself can be something that really helps you figure out your next direction. So, and medication, I said meditation first, but medication too. If you take mental health medications, an adjustment there can sometimes make the world of difference. And so if that's something you've been wondering about, it's always worth checking in with your doctor. See how we're using this Mercury retrograde energy to review, reassess, and realign the things that aren't working? Look at us using astrology to our benefit. So listen, just know that if you are feeling energetically drained and feeling like you just don't have the woo in you lately, you are not alone. And it won't last forever. Okay. It might be time to engage with this Gemini new moon eclipse energy and move forward in a new and different way. It might be helpful to engage with the Mercury retrograde energy and reconsider something from the past that can boost your spirituality in a different way. It might be exactly what you need to just take a break from daily tarot card pulls or stuffing your bra with crystals and just engage with your own energy for a change. Feel what you feel and sit with that for a minute without spiritual tools and guidance from someone else, you know, me included. If you are feeling the fatigue right now, I am with you. If you feel like you're crawling uphill with no end in sight, I am here to tell you that I can see the path ahead for all of us. Okay. I can just hang in there. find another way, change your direction, change your mindset, rest, recharge, child pose or corpse pose, whatever you need to do. Just start again tomorrow if you need to, but rest, reset, realign. Your body, your mind, and your spirit are all yours, and how you grow them is personal to you. Okay. Everybody else can namaste out of it. So that is it for us this week. I want you to be safe out there. Take this Mercury retrograde seriously because I swear it's out to get me. If you have a lot of Sagittarius in your chart, it's out to get you too. I'm sorry. Just hold on. We're almost halfway through it. Thank you all so much for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week for a brand new episode of Glow Girl. No promises on the next week part. I don't know what my life has in store for me, but I'll be back soon. I promise. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Glow Girl Pod. Make sure you catch the rest of the Girls Girls Media Multiverse of podcasts. We're on the air just about every day of the week here, and there's something for everyone. Definitely be sure to check out the Atta Girl podcast every Monday with our new host and member of the Girls Girls family, Kara Dennison. She has taken up the torch and is bringing us some amazing insight into kicking ass and making the lives we live our best lives possible. Her show is phenomenal, so you should definitely check out Atta Girl. Also, membership is opened up for our exclusive Facebook group, the Girls Girls Community. I'm there. Brittany and Meredith are there from our flagship Girls Girls podcast. All the rest of our Girls Girls media hosts are there, and we love spending all of our time in our favorite little social media haven. Come be our friends, please. Glow Girl is a production of Girls Girls Media, and our music today is by the amazing Breakmaster Cylinder. Shine bright, Glow Girls.